나의 감지지금 Israel, beloved,
Ephraim,
my son,
how my heart would thrill to hear you sing,
how my heart would thrill to hear you sing,
Messiah has come.
Hear his words,
oh my brother, hear his words.
May they pierce your soul,
may they pierce your soul.
Turn again to worship Adonai,
turn again to worship Adonai.
For peace,
pray for peace.
Jerusalem,
Jerusalem,
hear up our God,
hear up our God.
Yes, salvation was put out for you.
Yes, salvation was put out for you.
The atoning of the Lord.
The atoning of the Lord.
Once your spirit were filled with joy.
Once your spirit was filled with joy.
Branches raised up high.
Branches raised up high.
Now then, blessed be the Holy One.
Shout and blessed be the Holy One.
Yeshua, Adonai.
Yeshua, Adonai.
Oh, Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom. Jerusalem.
Messiah,
come to take us home.
His grace,
creation. Gabriel, my son,
how my heart would thrill to hear you sing.
How my heart would thrill to hear you sing.
Messiah has come. Brothers, hear these words.
Oh, my brothers, hear these words.
Oh, may they pierce your soul.
May they pierce your soul.
Turn again to worship Adonai.
Turn again to worship Adonai.
I don't know.
Turn again to worship.
Your presence, O Lord. For it is written that the glory of the Lord entered the temple, and the minister could not speak because of the glory of the Lord. We feel that way this morning. With the mighty angel of Revelation 10:1 standing in our midst, walking up and down the corridor. Our Lord Supreme, the one that met Moses in the burning bush of fire, and the one that was revealed as the Son of Man in our Lord Jesus Christ, who now stands upon earth, who was revealed in the shout, in the man called William Branham, and the Lord will be revealed in the bride, according to Luke 17:30, we honor you, O King, giving you the glory and the thanks that is due unto your name. Lift our right hand to him. In honor, in praises, in thanksgiving, in a heartfelt thanks for our calling. For ye see your calling, brethren, that not many mighty, not many noble are called. That God hath chosen the foolish things of the earth to confound the prudent and the wise, and the base things to bring to naught the things which are, that no flesh shall glory in his sight. O God, bless the brethren who are streaming in today. Across the world, in the States, Lord, every one of them, in St. Lucia, in Guyana, wherever they are streaming today, in India, Africa, Lord, over, O God, in other places, we pray that you would let them feel this mighty presence. For your presence, O Lord, could be stretched from sea to sea, from sky to sky, from the heaven to the earth. You are such a mighty God. You can bless, you can heal, you can deliver. As you pass by, help us, O Lord, to reach out and touch the Lord. We humbly thank you for your visitation this morning. We say thank you, Lord. We welcome your presence. We welcome you, O Lord. We beg that you might abide with us and abide with us forever. O God, look down upon your children today. We rather take a bath in your presence with the mighty Spirit of the Lord. Then, O Lord, hear many messages today. We rather take a bath. We feel clean. We feel sanctified. We feel holy. We feel encouraged. We feel healed. We feel delivered. And we give you the glory this morning. It is not getting late to praise your name. It is not getting late, O Lord, to glorify your name. We rather hear a shorter message today, but Lord, bathe in your presence. So do, Lord, bless Brother Watson, Brother Daniel, Asawatan, O Lord, Brother Daniel R., Brother Nissan. O God, bless all those that are in India by name and number. Bless our brother in Indonesia. Father, bless them in St. Lucia with the little group there. In Guyana, we pray thee. Oh God, bless them at GCC today. Oh God, as they try, oh Lord, with all their hearts to be in this service here. Bless them, oh Lord. Bless your people that are gathered in here today. Granting them grace and strength. We say to our brethren, Shalom. May his grace be found in you. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Bless those who would look at this DVD and hear, O Lord, the audio. O God, bless them all, Father, and bring your people together as one body and one bride. There shall be one fold and one shepherd according to prophecy. And we welcome that. Bring that to pass very soon today. And Lord, we pray that you will bless the word above all. Thank you for coming as I prayed, that you will come with your mighty presence. Thank you for coming today. Thank you for blessing the word. Oh God, I know that it will encourage your people and have eternal benefits. Bless us together, Lord, as we open the blessed book today to read. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray with thanksgiving, and the congregation say, Amen. Amen. We welcome all to this streaming today, and we say, Shalom. Thank you, Lord. Let us weep to our brethren, saying, Shalom. 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 Peace be to you. And you say, and he came out and went as he was wont to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples also followed him. And when he was at the place, he said unto them, Pray that ye enter not into temptation. And he was withdrawn from them about a stone's cast, and kneeled down and prayed. Kneel down and prayed. Saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. That's the cross, the suffering of the cross. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. And there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him. And being in an agony, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was as it were great drops of blood falling down to the ground. And when he rose up from prayer and was come to his disciples, he found them sleeping for sorrow, and said unto them, Why sleep ye? Rise and pray, lest ye enter into temptation. I'll drop down to the 52nd verse. This is Luke 22, from the 39th verse I just read. Then Jesus said unto the chief priests and captains of the temple and the elders which were come to him, Be ye come out as against a thief, with swords and staves, when I was daily with you in the temple? He stretched forth no hands against me, but this is your hour and the power of darkness. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his holy words. And I will read another scripture while we are standing. So that was taken from Luke 22. This is Esther 4 and 13 I am reading from. Then Mordecai, listen to these words. Then Mordecai commanded to answer Esther, Think not with thyself that thou shalt escape in the king's house more than all the Jews. For if thou altogether holdest thy peace at this time, then shall their enlargement and deliverance arise to the Jews from another place. What fate? But thou and thy father's house shall be destroyed. And who knoweth whether thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this? Then Esther made them return Mordecai this answer. Go gather together all the Jews that are present in Shushan, and fast for me, and neither eat nor drink 3 days, night or day. I also and my maidens will fast likewise. And so will I go in unto the king, which is not according to the law. And if I perish, I perish. So Mordecai went his way and did according to all that Esther had commanded him. Now it came to pass on the third day that Esther put on her royal apparel and stood in the inner court of the king's house, over against the king's house. And the king sat upon his royal throne, in the royal house, over against the gate of the house. And it was so when the king saw Esther the queen standing in the court, that she obtained the favor in his sight. And the king held out to Esther the golden scepter that was in his hand. So Esther drew near and touched the top of the scepter. Then said the king unto her, What wilt thou, Queen Esther? And what is thy request? It shall be even given thee to the half of the kingdom. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his holy words. You may be seated. What great words. So, I don't think we had so many weddings in just 1 week. So, may the Lord bless the couples that are to be wedded. Yes, but we are about our Father's business this morning to preach the unsearchable riches of Christ. Wedding or no wedding, the truth keeps marching on. Yes. We have many examples of Christian courage in the Scriptures, both in the Old and the New Testament, of both men and women. Esther is but just one little example which I have taken out of the scores that are written in the book. But we read another scripture of one of the greatest display of courage, and that was concerning our Lord Jesus. Only if we can get into the feeling of the display of that courage that the Lord displayed on Mount Olivet to purchase our salvation, beloved, we will be willing to surrender our wills as he did. However, we must attain to that same kind of courage that he displayed. This end-time bride must attain to that courage that he displayed on Mount Olivet to overcome the temptation that is coming upon the earth before the rapture take place. I have news for you. There is only one way that we could do that, and that is for him to lend us his courage. His spirit, his sincerity, his honesty. There is only one way. As mortal men, we cannot do it. It is a total impossibility. So, the wondering is over. The doubts should be scattered. And our weaknesses should fall by the wayside of if we could really do it. Yes, it's not us going to do it, but it is the Lord in us. Brother Paul said that I die and Christ liveth in me. And I can do all things through Jesus Christ who strengtheneth me. And we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ. I preach another message today on Christian courage. Not my will, but thine be done. And that those words have a far, far, far reaches into all Christianity. That if after this message you will go and read the scripture and meditate upon it, it will do you real good. I make this statement here, true Christian courage, is to surrender your will to God's will, even at the cost of your own life. Now think of those words. And the gospel supports that throughout the Bible, throughout the New Testament. Jesus said, he that saved his life shall lose it. He that loses life for my sake shall find it. That speaks for itself. True Christian courage is to surrender your will to do God's will, even at the cost of your own life. That's the essence of Christianity. That's the essence of Christianity. If you are elected of God, and you are wrapped up in your own will, God will test you and try you and chastise you until you surrender your will to do only His will. You are in plenty of trouble. It's a terrible thing as a son of God and as a daughter of God to be self-will. Self-will and self-opinion are hooked up together. We may pick that up a little later. May the Lord bless these couples that are going to be wedded, and may the Lord bless their future. I am thinking of another mid-month extra meetings, if you would like that. I believe that it is edifying. And we came through that course of meetings on Christian courage. And I could see many are encouraged by the Spirit of the Lord. We could feel a deeper anointing because our faith is lifted. And beside that, sin is cleaned out from the tabernacle. Then it gives recourse for the Spirit of the Lord to move. We are thankful to God. The life of Esther impressed me so much this morning that I am compelled to go this way briefly. This woman is a woman amongst women in the Old Testament. And the amount of lessons that we can learn from the stand of this woman, I don't know if we can even handle it this morning. We went through this subject on the entire book of Esther several years ago. It won many souls. It placed the Pentecostal people, because Vashti types Pentecost, so-called Pentecost, and Esther types the bride. And as Vashti was rejected by the king because she failed to heed the call of the king, and Esther was chosen from nowhere, so is the entire bride. So, I notice in this little story two great things that compares with the Lord and His sacrifice. And that is that Esther surrendered her will to do God's will. In order to do God's will, she had to be obedient and surrender her will to her pastor, Uncle Mordecai. Uncle Mordecai was pastor. And you imagine that a little nobody from outside of the palace commanding the queen, and the queen being obedient even to the death. So, to give you a little briefing of the story, the cause was very important. And like Hitler, who passed the law for the complete genocide of the Jews, in this modern age, over in Germany, that they made a census where there was 11,000 Jews, and those dictators came together, anointed by the spirit of the devil from the Euphrates River in the political realm, and they passed a law, complete genocide to the Jews. Haman was an ancient Hitler who orchestrated the genocide of the Jews by trickery. And King Ahasuerus put a stamp upon that bill that was passed to slay all the Jews on a certain date. And those laws could not be reversed. For the laws of the Medes and the Persians altered not, nor are changed. Those were men of the world. And if they say something, they are going to carry through. But I want to tell you something. There is a greater law than that. And a greater people than the laws of the Medes and the Persians. And that is the Christians. They have courage that surpass, my brother, all the men that ever lived upon the face of the earth, prophet, priest, and king, both naturally and spiritually. And this law was already passed by the very husband of Queen Esther. Him not even knowing the depth of what he signed. But Mordecai knew the strategy. And one of the only hopes lie in the palace. That Mordecai knew that he had a niece that was grown up with him. And he taught her the law. And she learned her lessons real good. She loved the Jews. She loved her uncle. She loved her pastor. She loved life and salvation above everything. She was well taught. And a little ragged girl who was supposed to be a slave found favor in the sight of King Ahasuerus, King of Kings, that ruled 120 provinces, even from Ethiopia to India. King of Kings in that day, what a type of the gospel. And when that plot was made, before the date could come, where all the people that lived in those regions would kill the Jews, Mordecai sent a message unto Esther. And he said, we are sold to die on this certain day. And you are standing in that place to help us. Regardless of if she was a queen, brothers and sisters, she had that respect to her pastor. No matter how high she was exalted in life, she never forgot the world. And never forgot her heritage. Money never changed her. Position never changed her. Oh, can we think of that story as we ought to think of it? Position never changed her. Money never changed her. Yes, her royal apparel never changed her. She never lose that respect for Pastor Mordecai, Uncle Mordecai. She remembered the days that she was a ragged little girl and we were all ragged. Sold to slavery of sin. When Uncle Mordecai found you, yes, and he took care of you, and he instructed you, yes, and you followed all his instruction. Hallelujah. Until now you are considered the queen of heaven. Hallelujah. That's what a bride is, the queen of heaven. From ragged little children, ragged sinners. Yes. Oh, the quantity of that young woman, brothers and sisters, break my heart. We'll live on. Yes, in my memory, from what I understand this morning with tears. Not even thinking of going this way. Yes, but the Holy Spirit came. Yes. and hobbled over me. And I went back and took the Bible and started to read. I saw this woman in a different light in type of the bride and every true Christian that will go in the rapture. I see obedience. I see respect. I see love. Yes. I see love for God. Love for His people. I see sacrifice. I see surrender of will that compared in a measure to the will of the Lord that was sacrificed for our salvation. Brothers and sisters, we were all under the law of genocide. We were born under condemnation. And because a man surrendered his own will for the will of God, we live today. We was under, my brother, a bill that was passed for complete genocide of the human race. And the Lord intervened and sent a man, just like He sent a woman, and had her in the palace of Shushan, married to the King of Kings. The Lord provided a way for us. Don't you see the story? Don't you see the Lord displayed even in that woman? We was under the law of complete genocide. Satan passed that law of complete genocide, even from the Garden of Eden. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. What a woman. Brothers and sisters, it should make every Christian under my voice today long to be a person like that. Not only our sisters, but every man. Yes, we have an example here of a great woman in the scripture, who was exalted to the highest that any woman could have been exalted to. But yet her heart was towards the Word of God, toward her pastor, toward God, toward the children of God. And in no small measure, my brother, hear the words of that woman, "If I perish, I perish." And that's the way that our courage ought to rise. That we are going after eternal life. And if we perish, we perish. We must not care what we have to lose in this life. This is that determination that will take every Christian on. If it take her on under the Old Testament, how much more now that the blood of Abel, of Jesus Christ, speaking better things than that of Abel. So all the Jews was going to die. And Mordecai, her pastor, out of the palace, way out there, sent a message to her. And told her about the condition of the Jews and what is going to happen. She had her own will. She said, "Go tell Mordecai that I cannot do nothing and I cannot see the king at this present time. For he is in his secret chamber. For me to go in there is short that. Because he's meditating over there for 30 days. Yes. Meditating upon the kingdom of how to rule it. Because his job is a great job, 120 provinces. The King of Kings is in his chamber. There is no way for me to reach him. Go tell Mordecai, I cannot interrupt him now. I cannot do that." She had her will. "For me to do that is death, and I fear to die." Just like Jesus. "Lord, I don't want to die. I don't want to go to the cross. Spare me this cup, Lord.
I have it in my mind of every kick, every cough that I'm going to get, every hard word. I dread it. I'm seeing it in front of me, step by step. Lord, don't let me go through that, please. There'll be another way of salvation to save your people. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. Amen. Every Christian must come to that place to even be born again. And Mordecai sent back a message, a pastor. Tell Esther that how does she not know that she have come to the kingdom for this very time? And if she think of saving her life, she's going to lose it. Right in the palace. And don't you think that you could save yourself there? And if you don't do that, deliverance and enlargement shall come from another place. But you yourself will die and your father's house will die. And she heard those words, brethren. And they took back the message to this woman. And when she heard that, then Esther bade them return Mordecai this answer. I trust that we can all return this answer to the Lord this morning. I know many of you have done that. Return this answer. Go, gather together all the Jews that are present in Shushan, and fast ye for me. In other words, it's not an easy task. I am scared to death. This has to do with my life. I'm begging for prayer. I'm begging that you fast, that the Lord give me strength to do God's will. And neither eat nor drink 3 days, night or day. I also and my maidens will fast likewise, and so will I go in unto the king. He fasted 3 days. Which is not according to law. I'm going to break the law of the king. But I am going. And if I perish, I perish. You talk about determination. You talk about obedience. You talk about surrendering your own will. That woman had a will of her own. Because of the fear of death. She did not want to go before the king. And the prayers went up. And the Lord blessed the woman with courage, with stamina, with fortitude, with obedience, with the surrendering of her will. And she put on, the Bible said, her royal apparel. And we ought to put on our royal apparel. Brethren, if we're going to die, let us die in our royal apparel. Amen. Yes. The whole armor of God is our royal apparel. Now it came to pass on the third day that Esther put on her royal apparel. And that is what we are doing today. Putting on our royal apparel. If, my brother, we perish, let us perish in our royal apparel. Oh, yes. And stood in the inner court of the king's house. Oh, yes. In the royal gate, over against the gate of the king. And it was so. You could imagine how slow she was walking. To enter that secret chamber, many a man never seen that chamber. Many a man tried to enter that chamber to disturb the king. And immediately that scepter was never raised to them. And they perished. And this woman is taking a chance. And maybe she knew the history of how many officers died. And how many concubines entered that place and died. And it was in recorded history. And this woman had one vision in mind. Obedience to a pastor. Life for God's people. Eternal life for herself. I'm saying eternal. That have to do with us. And then, you could imagine how many doors she had to pass through. And how many obstacles that was in the way. And how many mighty commanders and officers and great people that tried to stop her. And reminded her about the law. And the sudden death that she could face if she entered that last door to disturb the king. And probably quoted history and said, stop for a moment there, Queen Esther, let me read this history for you. There was a beloved concubine of the king, and he loved her with all her heart. And she took it for granted and entered that door, and she fell. And you could imagine how the commanders say, listen to me, I have been in this palace for many years. You don't know that king when he's in there. He's in the secret chamber, in the Holy of Holies, hiding under the seven seals. It is the total secret. Don't enter there to fool with that revelation. But her mind was made up. And she was not going to turn back. And she passed, brethren, one door, two doors, three doors. That's the devil now. Trying to stop you as a Christian, to discourage you on the way. But we have already made up our minds that we won't turn back. We have already made up our mind, if I perish, I perish. And as Christians, my brother, if we perish, we perish. We are going to meet the King. Remember that song, if I perish, I perish? It's singing about Esther. I am going to see the King. And we are going to see the King in the second coming. Yes. We are going to see the King in his second coming. If we perish, we perish. What this world want to think about us, let them think. Let them persecute us. Let them run us down. Let them call us what fanatics that they want. You will continue, sisters, to wear your dresses. Continue to have your long hair. Men, you are going to continue to be clean shaven. Yes, you will continue to serve the Lord, holding your testimony on the job. Yes, and in the marketplace, and in the church, and in your home. That's the determination. Yes, and this woman passed that, my brothers and sisters. It took some trembling. The great Lord Jesus trembled. And the great Lord Jesus, the Bible said, and he was sorrowful unto death. And he even told the apostle that. He said, I am sorrowful unto death. He said, pray for me. See what Esther asked for? Pray for me. It was not an easy job. Through this Christian journey, you need prayers. And you feel comforted that somebody is praying for you. As I was praying for some at 2 o'clock this morning. You need prayers. People stand in need of prayers. People stand in need of courage. People stand in need, my brothers and sisters, of determination. And the Lord said, pray that he enter not into temptation. Jesus knew what that temptation was. Brethren, that temptation was so great that an angel had to come and strengthen him. You are talking about God manifested in human flesh with the fullness of the Godhead bodily in him. In that hour and power of darkness, you need prayer.
And he asked the apostles, he said, go, watch out there for me and pray. He said, I'm really frightened. He was human. Yeah. He said, look, Judas is about to come. He said, stand up out here and watch manna. He was human. You could imagine the fear. And look, this woman, watch at the fear that she had. And she's coming through there. You could imagine, brothers and sisters, how she stood at that door for a moment. The last door to come into the king. And contemplated. And said, Lord, if this is my last day of living upon the earth, I commit my life to you. If I perish, I perish. But I am going in the name of Jehovah. Yes, I'm going to see the king. Yes, we have a most important need. All the Jews will perish. My uncle will perish. I will perish. The little ones will perish. Yes, if I could give my life in an effort to save them. If I perish, I perish. And she opened that door. You could imagine the suspense. And she started to walk down the corridor. And the king, no doubt, was meditating. What kind of a God he was praying to, I don't know. He was meditating. And his scepter was laid one side, a golden scepter. Inside of there looked beautiful. She had no time to look at the beauty of the court. It's a king's court. Her eyes was fixed upon him. As she walked down the corridor, he was in a different office, not a husband office, but my brother, a king's office. Most serious time. Yes. And she was wondering if he will see her. Wondering if he will raise the scepter. And you keep on walking. I guess she made a heavy footstep to alert the king that she's coming. And somehow or the other, the king shook his head. And he seen something that he loved before the foundation of the world. And that he had chosen my brother above all women. That is us. That is us. You know what saved her life? Love. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Yes. That is what saved our life. That whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world, that the world may perish, but we might have eternal life. Yes, love done it. He loved that woman that he chose. And I'll tell you something. I believe that Esther's faith was anchored in God. That is true. It was anchored in the word of her uncle. The deliverance will come. But I believe that somehow or the other, it was anchored upon the love of the king for her. That day, he chose her for queen. So she had a little confidence. Yes. And brethren, that is where our confidence is. In the love of God for us. For he had chosen us before the foundation of the world. Yes, and cause us to hear his voice. And we know that we are chosen before the foundation of the world because we hear his voice. We know that we are going to the rapture because we heard his voice. We know that we are not going to perish because we heard his voice. Listen to me, it's not an easy thing to see and understand the revelation that you now see and hear. It shows your name is on the Lamb's book.
I don't care what doubt you entertain. I don't care what fear you entertain. I don't care what the devil tell you, my brother, day and night, that you would not go in the rapture. My beloved, he loved you before the foundation of the world. Because you hear his voice today. That's the evidence. Oh, what a wonderful, wonderful lesson. I cannot go. There is my brother, one with greater, and I call it supreme courage. Divine and supreme courage. And that is of our Lord. The time will fail to speak of him. Yes, but Esther walked through. And I guess this king get up a little dopey. Yes, I'm feeling for his scepter. Because he don't want this woman to die. You could only pass a certain mark. I imagine. Not allowed to come to the king because you could have a sword and you're going to kill the king. Yes. I could imagine that you had the guards way out there. And she's coming up close to that red line. Yes, and the king shake his head. Yes, and grab for his scepter. Grab for your scepter and bring that scepter and hold it. Which was an indication of God's grace. Beyond the law. Grace, my brother, beyond the law. The law said that we should die. Because the wages of sin is death. But grace to hope on. And my brother, the scepter is held out to you and I today. Yes, but that is not enough. We must touch the scepter. We must touch the scepter. The grace that God has given to us, brethren, we must accept that grace and not turn it into disgrace. Accept the grace of God. Though you are a sinner, or whoever you are, accept the grace that God provided for you on Calvary. Don't turn it into a disgrace. Yes, and the king point the scepter out here, golden scepter. Oh yes, shining, glowing scepter. Yes, maybe many a man never seen that scepter before. But Queen Esther seen that scepter of grace. Yes. And she walked straight up to the king, trembling hands and feet, as we trembled before the cross of Calvary being sinners. Yes, and we wept and we cried about our sins, being so thankful that we found the grace of God. And we thought that we were lost and undone, and there was no hope in this life to ever be a Christian. Yes, he sent his grace to us. Amen. And then the scepter was held out. And she walked up, my brother, I believe she increased her speed. Crossed the red line. Yes, because grace, my brother, prevailed over the law. The law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Yes, passed the law like the woman, my brother, who was caught in adultery. Grace overcame the law. Yes, Pharisees fling her before the Lord on the sand. And I could see her there on her elbows. Oh my, a beautiful woman on her elbows and her knees. And the only hope was the King of Kings. Yes, and she was ashamed to lift her head. Yes, because the Pharisees was accusing her. Yeah, this woman was caught in the very act of adultery. According to Moses' law, she's supposed to die. What dost thou say, Master? Yes, he lifted his head that was also bowed where he could have seen her. Yes. And lifted his head and told them that him that is without sin cast the first stone at her. Grace prevailed over the law. The law said that the adulterous woman supposed to die. Grace said, that him that is without sin cast the first stone at her. Yes, he dropped the stone and went away. And hear the marvelous words of our Lord. Gracious words. Woman,
Where those thine accusers? Hath no man condemned thee? Hath no man condemned thee? Nay, Lord, neither do I condemn thee. Grace take over. Neither do I condemn thee, prostitute, adulteress, wicked woman. Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. Oh, what a story in the scripture. What marvelous grace. And here, brethren, grace was overriding the law. There was a law, says, she said that I am going into this place contrary to the law. I know that I'm supposed to die when I go into the secret chamber. But if I perish, I perish. Held out the scepter. And as we would do this morning, brethren, she hastened, increased her speed. Yes, and came and touched the top of the golden scepter. In other words, I accept the grace of God. I accept the grace of God. And brethren, many people come to the grace of God, but they have not touched the golden scepter. You've got to touch the golden scepter and accept the grace of God. The Lord wants to save you. But many people try to save themselves. Many people try to perfect themselves. Yes, it is by the grace of God through prayer. And some of these people that try to perfect themselves, when they make little mistakes, they go into panics. They go, my brother, they get hysterical. Yeah. I've made that mistake. Oh, I'll be lost now. I've blasphemed my way. Oh, mercy, I'm finished. I told the Lord that I would live for Him, and here is this mistake that I made. That's the worst conception that you could have as a Christian. You will have mistakes as long as you are in this corrupted body. And you will never perfect this old man. Never. Now that will frustrate you. With that conception, it will frustrate you. You will say that I am fed up with myself. Now you are revealing something. And that is that you are revealing that you are trying to get good by yourself. And you are trying not to make any more mistakes again. And if you feel you are making a mistake, you're going to panic. Oh my, I made a mistake. I told the Lord I wouldn't make any mistakes. That's the worst thing you ever tell the Lord. Don't ever tell the Lord that. That you would not make any mistakes. Huh? Every one of us will make mistakes. Yes. But brethren, the Bible said, come boldly to the throne of grace. And it also says, if we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us for our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That's the promise of the Lord. And many people have the wrong conception concerning salvation. Yeah, they think that they will never disobey their husband again. They will never, do nothing contrary to their children. Never do that. No, no, no. You're laying a foundation for insanity. You are laying a foundation for the devil to tell you you blaspheme your way. That you cannot be saved and you had your last chance last month. Because the Lord gave you so many chances and you had your last chance and you will live in bondage of Satan till you meet a man of God to speak the way and speak the things as I am telling you them. I met many a people like that. You cannot perfect yourself. No, you will make mistakes as long as you are in this body. Oh, yes. Write them over. Be determined. Put it under the blood. Thank God for His grace. Keep on going. Strive not to do it again. Neither do I condemn thee. go and sin no more. Strive with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. Accept the grace of God. Salvation is by grace. Accept the grace of God for your salvation. Some people see how hard this Christian life is to live, and they give up in their minds. You are doing wrong. You have to trust the grace of God. Don't give up in your mind. You say, I can't make this. It is not you that have to make this. It is the grace of God. Purpose in your mind, the Lord will take me. I surrender my will. All right, I make this statement again, brethren, putting down Esther a little. True Christian courage is to surrender your will to do God's will, even at the cost of your own life. I want this to go home with you, and I wanted to come back to church. And I wanted to go back home and come back to church. Until we are perfected. Brethren, that was totally displayed in the life of our Lord Jesus. It was displayed by the characters of the Bible. Do you know why they suffered? In a nutshell, read your Bible. I'm just going to give you in a nutshell. Brethren, you know why Abel suffered? You know why Noah suffered? You know why Jeremiah suffered? You know why Ezekiel suffered? Right on, brother, to Joseph and Abraham, and right down to John the Baptist. Do you know why they suffered and was persecuted and was killed and martyred? And they wandered in sheepskins and goatskin, destitute and naked. You know why? To fulfill God's will. Now, minister, how many messages can we preach from the Bible concerning courage and Christian courage? Each one of these characters, to fulfill God's will, had to surrender their will. They were men just like us, who had their own opinion and their own will and their own desires. Yes. What caused own will? Because of our own desires. Every character in the Old Testament, they were striving to fulfill the will of God and deny their own will. And that is salvation. You say, brother, salvation? What is salvation? Salvation is to deny your own will to fulfill God's will. You say, what is the plan for the new birth? The plan for the new birth is to surrender your will to do God's will. The prophet of God, he said, what is the Holy Ghost? He said, the Holy Ghost is to surrender your will to fulfill God's will. When you get a measure of that Holy Ghost, you will surrender your will to do God's will. You said, so simple, the plan to get born again, you said, preacher, is to surrender my will in order to do God's will. That is the plan for the world. And you know why many millions and billions are not born again in the world? They never did surrender their will to do God's will. And if you are not born again under the sound of my voice here and my brother abroad, that's the problem right there. You have not surrendered your will totally to do God's will. Let me give you a type of it. An angel came down in the 6th month. The name Angel Gabriel. And he started to talk to a woman because she was chosen before the foundation of the world. But though she was chosen before the foundation of the world, she had her own opinion. And she had a will of her own. And that is okay. We came into this world with a will of our own, opinions of our own. But when you come to truth, you have to surrender that will. And he started to talk to that woman.
Yes.
And he said, blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, to go later. And then she was troubled at his saying.
Yes.
About his salutation. He said, you shall conceive and bring forth a son. He said, how can this thing be? She had her own opinion. Yeah, how can this thing be? Well, I'm just engaged. I know that I'm a man. I'm still a virgin. How can this thing be? She was caught up in the natural course of life. That is what she understood. That is what she gathered from natural life. This was a new doctrine. This was a new idea. This was a new revelation.
Yes.
This was something else outside of what she had known. Yes, and he told her, the Holy Ghost shall overshadow thee, and that which is formed in thee shall be called the Son of the Highest. He said, read unto me according to thy word. Now you see, surrender. Now, when you hear the word of God and the plan of God, you ought to surrender everything that you learn in organization. You've got to put down your opinion. You've got to put down what you learn in the university. Keep your university education, friend, on your job. Keep it out of the gospel. Don't tie up this with that. Yeah. Let your university education feed you, clothe you, and give you shelter. This is something new. This is something different. Keep your education that way. Keep your societies that way. Don't mix your society into this gospel here. That is going to stop the process of the birth. And she knew that. She knew one way to reproduce upon the face of the earth, who was to go with Joseph. But then she got a new revelation. Joseph is a type of the organization.
Yes.
Only one way to produce, and that was to go with a man.
Yeah.
But then when the angel explained it to her, the Holy Ghost shall overshadow thee. That which is formed in thee shall be called of the Son of the Highest. She believed immediately. She said, then there was another plan then. In her simple little mind of 17 years of age, childlike faith, she realized, but there was another plan. Outside of organization then. Outside of following these corrupt preachers.
Yeah.
Then there was another plan. And angel, I feel that presence of the Lord, and I know that what I'm hearing is from the Lord. I was troubled at your presence. I felt something here I never felt with Joseph.
Oh yes,
there's a bead unto me. Regardless of the reproach I will suffer, that I'm an adulteress, it's a lot of things have to cross her mind. But when they ask me where I get this baby, what will I say? Would they ever accept that an angel blessed me with it? They will say that I'm making an excuse for fornication. But brothers and sisters, all her reason was put down. Yes, all her thoughts, all her reasons have beat unto me according to thy word. Yes, immediately when her will was surrendered to the messenger and the message that was coming from heaven, friend, the Holy Spirit overshadowed her. And when the Holy Spirit overshadowed her, my brother, it started a little seed down there, which science calls zygote, Z-Y-G-O-T-E. That is the fusing of the germ and the egg. Now, Jesus never borrowed the egg from Mary. Neither did the germ was borrowed from Joseph. No, it was creative. Right, and that was proven when he met Mary as a woman. Never called her mother. She was an incubator. And he said, woman! Yes. Woman! And that is why when she said at that time, I and thy father sought thee for 3 days. He said, we see not, I must be about my father's business. If Joseph was my father, I will be down there with him. You know that that woman denied a virgin birth there in front of the priest? And she did it wrong? Yes. And the word corrected the woman. Because she did it wrong. And immediately Jesus said, wist ye not, I must be about my father's business. Yes. So that little seed that was formed in her was the blood of Emmanuel. There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins. And sinners plunge beneath that flood and lose all their guilty. That one that was born, my brother, by the Immaculate Conception. Yes, it was not the egg of Mary, neither the germ of a man, but he was born by the will of God. Yes, my God, you're talking about a story. You're talking about something divine. You're talking about something holy. My brothers and sisters, to save us sinners. My God, I cannot get it over. But God came down and created my brother Zygote. Yes, into my brother Mary there in that fallopian tube, my brother, later it went up my brother into the womb, and that was a man sent from God, created my brothers and sisters without my brother's sexual indulgence, called the Immaculate Conception. My Lord, but he was man. He was man in all respect. I'm telling you, if you could understand that Jesus was a man. He became the firstborn among many brethren. Why many brethren? Because we are supposed to be born by the same spoken word. So the angel just spoke and said, you know, be it done unto you. And that word, the word was made flesh. Don't you know that? John 1:14. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. So Jesus was not no offspring of the Jews. He was no offspring of the Gentile. He was not an offspring of Joseph. Neither an offspring, brothers and sisters, of Mary. He was the offspring of God Almighty. That is why it says, my brother, God was manifested in the flesh. Yes, and God was manifested in the flesh. And it went into the natural course of life. Yes, 9 months. It wasn't born in 5 months, you know. God didn't know hurry business. Yes, 9 months, exact 281 days it's supposed to be. And it come right down, my brother. And after that baby dropped from the womb. But my God, I cannot get this over. Beloved, hear how God humbled himself to bring out a body from the lowest creature on earth, called the woman. Excuse me, sisters. You are blessed amongst women because you accepted the word. Yes. And beloved, take that body born from a woman. Now, that was the nasty thing in the water. What was inside of Mary was holy. That thing which is called, my brother, shall be called holy. But it came through a nasty, filthy, dirty thing, the lowest that is ever upon the earth, a woman. And out of that, the Bible said, an Emmanuel was born. Thou shalt call his name Emmanuel. The flesh was not Emmanuel. But because when he was born, the Almighty that created the germ, he had full possession of that body, not the devil. And the Holy Spirit came in that measure and entered our Lord Jesus. And the Bible said he was Emmanuel. He was Emmanuel. He was Emmanuel because he was born the Word. And he was a human being. I'm coming up to someday. Yes. He was human. Now the Lord had seen him from the foundation of the world, the first among many brethren. There was a second brother on a third and a fourth, but he was going to be born the same way that he was born, by the spoken word of God. Now that is our salvation. Not works of righteousness. Not that, Lord, I promise you that I will never make a mistake again. I would not do it, Lord. I would forget it. Don't say that. The devil is going to take that now and beat you to a place where he makes you believe that you blaspheme the Holy Ghost. And that you had your last chance last year. I said, forget it. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. If you make a mistake, put it under the blood. He is faithful and just to forgive you for all your sins and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. All unrighteousness. So our Lord went on, brethren, and he lived a life like a man. All right? He lived a life like a man. He had a job. He saw wood. He built homes. He had no power. No, he worked for his living. He rode a donkey. He played with the little boys. Yes, he had a diaper one time. Yes, he passed something in it. That wasn't too pleasant. He was human. Yeah, but what made the difference was the God that was in him. And we are nothing, brethren. What makes the difference is God in us. Is the Word in us. The Spirit of God in us. Yes, the gift of God in us. And that is what people cannot divide. Yeah, that is what makes the difference, is the Spirit, the Word. You are nothing. When we will lift our chest up and think that we are something in this world, and you know where I work, you know what education I have, you know I can speak better English than the preacher. Huh? That ain't nothing. That's enough to take you to hell. Yes. My brother, that is why Brother Paul said, I know no man after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Your face could be pretty as the moon. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, you're going to hell. To join many billions down there. Great sex queens and everything from the days of Pharaoh on all those other ages. You are nothing. Yes, why I am what I am by the grace of God. What a follow. Yes, sir. Friends, the Lord got to give a man courage and strength. So now I'm fixing to say that Jesus being a man and going to work and living for 30 years upon the face of the earth without power, without signs, without wonders, without the fullness of God, he was human. But he was a different human being without sin. God gave him enough of the Holy Ghost and a birth that he was not going to commit sin. So now, what I'm saying is that he had a will of his own. Of how he wants things and to take it easy in life and don't want to suffer. Who will want to suffer? Who wants the head to hurt them every day? The Bible said that he was a man of sorrow, acquainted with grief. And he was not a beautiful man. Yeah. There was no beauty in him that we should desire him. Isaiah 53. He had a will of his own. But brethren, in growing up in that 30 years, at the end of that 30 years, the Lord was going to give him a certain training. Yes. And build supreme courage in him. Divine courage. And all what you are going through in your Christian life for 30 years or 40 years or maybe 100 years is for the Lord to build character in you, to build divine courage, supreme courage in you. So now all these little scruples that you are having, and you say, man, I'm sick for about 4 years, that ain't nothing. You're joking. You have not yet resisted unto blood. Yeah, Brother Bruce, I don't feel the presence of the Lord, you know, and I get really sad sometimes, and I get depressed sometimes. That is God doing that. He's acquainting you with ill feelings, acquainting you with bad
healings acquainted you with demons. Yes, for the great trial that is coming down the road. Yes, and you will prevail. And I have news for you. He will lend you his spirit in a measure so great. He will lend you his birth. He will give you his grace. All that he wants you, my brother, to do is to surrender your will. And you say, Lord, I want it. I don't want to do what I want. I don't want my own desire, Lord. There is a lust pounding in my flesh here day and night. But as you suffered on Gethsemane, Lord, I want to say, not my will, but thine be done. Lord, I badly want this house, but Lord, if I have to do without a house, I want life instead of this house. Now, do you see the comparison, brethren? In other words, if I perish, I perish. Who would not like to be the family and all their children and grandchildren? But here is a man that paid the price. Not my will, Lord, but thine be done. One time he had his own will. Oh, yes, and the Lord beat him around. Beloved, until he surrendered his will, because he has a purpose for him. Yes, I believe that. So now we were born with our own opinion and own will in this life. Every human being was born with a free will to choose what they want. You understand what I mean? Now that will, brother, comes in conflict with God's will. Now if you could take this will and surrender it to God's will, then you are going to have life. You're going to have eternal life. You're going to get the token, brethren. You will go in the rapture. Oh, my God. You will live in a millennium. You will live in a new world. And God is going to give you all the desires of your heart. And you will live forever. How could I forsake that? Impossible. I can't give up that. I cannot forsake that. This life is miserable enough. Sicknesses and trouble, my brothers and sisters. Heartache, my brother. The sun even hot, my brother. And when the rain falls, it's too much rain too. Training children, my brother, from small until they get big and they never learn yet. Because you never learn. You're still miserable. Yes. The pastor have to correct you at 90 years of age. Yes. Don't mind that, Grams, not you. 90 years of age, and we never learn. Brother, we will never perfect this body. Yeah, what God is looking for is this, for us to surrender our will. And the reason that he sent you through this little trouble, bring this depression upon you, my brother, cause you to bounce your toe. Yes. And out here, my brother, give you a headache. The next fellow have a stomach pain. All these things is for our perfection. Yeah. And when you get all these trials and you could still say in your mind, I still want to be a Christian. I still want to serve the Lord. Look how long you see that here and you never get a man to marry. Four of them going out this week. And when the devil comes to discourage you, you say, I still want to be a Christian. You are breeding character. Lord, have you seen it there? Yes, I'm married 30 years and I ain't have a child yet. But you're bearing the grind. I still want to serve them. If I don't have them here, I will get them in the millennium. Oh, yes. You get them, my brother, ready made. Oh, yes. Ready made. My God. You see these little things, brethren? You see these trials are nothing to us, sir? We have not yet resisted unto blood. This is the devil that come to cloud our minds. This is training ground, and the devil is trying to tell you that it is suffering. This is no suffering. God ain't punishing you. It is training grounds. Look on training grounds there. These dunsey generals, who they are, cause these fellas to run in the hot sun. Eight of them, my brothers and sisters, collapsed. One man died. You think they will close down the army for that? You think they're going to lock up the general? No, it's training grounds.
And there was training there for if Trinidad has a battle with Venezuela, that they could win the battle. So some will fall somewhere. Some will die sometime. Some will backslide. Oh my, there was so much to say here, brethren. It is just wonderful. Yes, it's just wonderful. And when you come from your organization, we came from our organization. Brethren, you have to surrender your will to do God's will. And hear me there in St. Lucia. Hear me there in India. Hear me there in Africa, my brethren. Hear me wherever this tape may go. If you are coming out of organization, coming out of these assemblies, there is one thing that you must remember there, Baptist, down in St. Lucia, and my precious brethren who have come from so-called Pentecost, God is trying to bring you to a place where you surrender your own will and do His will. And what is His will for you? Baptism in Jesus Christ's name. How many say amen? Acts 2 and 38 is God's will. He wants you to change your form of baptism from the Catholic Church to Acts 2:38. He wants you to do His will by believing one God. Yes. And Jesus put that forward. He said, God is a spirit. If it was a trinity, he would say, God is three spirits. But God is a spirit, St. John 4:24. Yes, God wants the woman to do his will. I suffer not a woman to teach, nor to usurp authority over the man. 1 Timothy 2:12. How come the word can be wrong? The word is God's will. Yes, and your will over here, and the denomination will, and the organizational will, say baptism in Jesus' name. Woman preach sweeter than man. God is three gods, they are liars. That is not the will of God. Yes, the will of man says today that the woman is a very educated woman, so she can rule the house. God's will is that a man shall rule over the woman. And she shall hearken to his voice. Yes, sir. We ought to set our houses in order. God's will is for every man here to set his house in order. Yes, and don't let the woman boss you around. And don't let them tell you what to do. Don't let them lift their voice and then you stay like a little mice in a corner. Because you fear you lose your wife. My brother, that is not God's will. God's will is that you rule your wife. Yes. All that getting married there, this is a lesson for you. All right. She is the woman, and you are the man. Yes. You got to walk that way. Yes. If the Bible says that the woman should dress modestly, 1 Timothy 2:9, then my brother, that is God's will. Anything outside of that for a woman, a pants for a woman, is out of God's will. Yeah, ministered is out of God's will. Yes, and all these kinds of makeup kind of dresses where they want to dress like a Christian and dress like the world is the will of man. I sit down in St. Lucia there and the rest of the world stay with God's will. And although you understood like the organization one time, surrender your will. Yes, the Bible says, come out of her, my people. Revelation 18:4, be not partakers of a sin that they receive not of a plague. Yes, obey the king's call. Come out of your organization. Yes, come out of your Baptist, come out of your Presbyterian, come out of your Pentecostal. Hopin! Yes. All Pentecostalism is of the devil. And they are going to the World Council of Churches. Yes, and they are going to take the mark of the beast. Don't you know that all the religions of the world is coming under a headship called the World Council of Churches? And when they come under that headship, they are coming under the headship of the Pope. Yes, sir. In Rome, and on the Pope's crown is the mark of the beast. It is written there in Latin, numerals vicarius filii dii. Checking that in Roman numerals, it is 666, which is the mark of the beast. You will find that in Revelation 13. You will find in Revelation 17 that all these organizations are harlots.
Yes, and the great whore is the Catholic Church. Yes, sir.
And one of these days, Haman, which is the Pope, will pass a law of genocide. Oh, my. Hear this gospel, how sweet. We have a Haman today sitting in the Vatican. And we have an Esther upon the earth today. And right now, Haman is drawing up a plot of genocide for all Christians. How many say amen? He's drawn, but Esther is upon the earth. And she went to the secret chamber. And she have already touched the scepter. He that had an ear, let him hear what the Spirit said unto the church. Grace is coming out of the secret chamber. Yes, sir, to stand against this Goliath. And Haman, my brothers and sisters, today is going to pass a law. Yeah, complete genocide to all Christians. Read Revelation 13. And the Bible said that he's going to put them, my brother, to a certain place where they will be killed. Yes, but we have escaped this because God sent us a prophet today. Malachi 4, 5, and 6 was William Branham, anointed by the spirit of Elijah, to warn us about the mark of the beast, to warn us about Rome. That is why we, as Christian, Baptist, Pentecostal, Hindu, and Muslim, are gathered here today. If you could see us today, we wave to you. Yes, sir. We were all tied up in organizations. Yes, but you heard the voice of Malachi for William Branham, and the voice that come out of home, my people. Be not partakers of a sin that receive not of a plague. We thank God for this grace. Give him a praise offering, brethren, for this grace. We thank God. We worship him. We praise him. We adore him. Yes. Yes, sir. This great plot of the enemy is Satan's last attempt through Rome and the World Council of Churches to stop the bride from going in the rapture. Yes, to try to stop the first resurrection, the setting up of the millennium. He has joined all his forces together from all ages, from Genesis, come right up through the seven church ages, and he brought all his spirits together. Yes, all his spirits, all his deception, all his heresies put together, and has conquered all the organizations in the world and carrying them back to Rome. The voice of Malachi 4 says, come out of her, my people, because she will be burnt and the plagues will be added to her. Yes, it's Satan's last attempt. Yes, to stop the rapture, to stop every individual from going in the rapture by deception. Yes, my brother, don't you see that we got to have supreme courage? Don't you see that our courage must be divine? Don't you see that our courage must pass the courage of Abel? It must pass the courage, my brother, of Esther. Must pass the courage of Joseph. Must pass the courage of David. Must pass the courage, my brother, of Ezekiel and Jeremiah, and the courage of John the Baptist. And don't you see, we have to come up and get the courage of our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, my, spare me 5 minutes. Oh, my brother, it would not be right for us to depart here and not talk about the courage of our Lord Jesus. Yes, sir. So now, in this age, my brother, because the Lord will lend us his courage and stamina and fortitude, we'll be the greatest heroes of all ages. Don't underestimate that. Because we are going to fight a battle greater than any other around in all ages, from the ages past. Because we are going to face the whole, the whole thing under the fourth horse rider. Yes, the seat is open to expose that battle.
Yes, but Brother Chandler rightly sang that song, I saw heaven open. Yes, we could have gone singing that song for hours upon hours, because the song come back like it's new today. That was based upon a message that I preached. I saw heaven open and behold a white horse. He sang out there Revelation 19. Yes, my Lord. Yes, sir. And we're going to have the greatest bunch of heroes in the end time. Because, my brother, the same courage that Jesus displayed upon Mount Olivet is the same courage he will put in the end time. Right. These are not idle words, you know, brethren. This is not making you feel happy, you know. This is showing you your promise. This is showing you that what you are going through today, my brother, is chick feed. And what some of you fall in by, my brother, some man talk to you on a cell phone is chick feed. Some man give you some sweet eye. You're gone with it. So long I'm waiting for a man, he come. It's God's will. And in God's will is the devil's will. And it's your will. And you have to sacrifice your will to do God's will. Yes, sir. You must put down your will. And your will is your desire. Yeah. You see that old thing raise up in you. I say, I want a man. Oh my, I don't care what happened, I want a man. You had to give up that will. I getting old. Now I'm 35 years of age and I ain't get married yet. I have to get a man. I must get a man. Listen to me. Switch that and say, I must have life. I must be born again. I must get a token. I got to live in a new world. That's the truth. When you say, I can't do that, Jesus done it and he showed us. Jesus was a man. He had his own will. He had his own feelings. He had his own taste. He had his own desire. And that is why he prayed like that. Jesus was not willing to go to the cross. Something in him raised up and said, boy, you can make that. Oh gosh, they're going to kick you. They're going to pull out your beard. Oh my, they're going to reproach you. They're going to take out your clothes in front of the sisters. They're going to put a whip on your back. And when they pull the whip, flesh coming out. Yeah, they would put a crown of thorns. And Jesus knew all of that. And he was afraid. He started to tremble. Oh gosh, he had a will. And according to his will, he did not want to go to the cross. You ever heard that story? A few years ago, I preached that. Not my will. Thine be done. Yes. You understand what I'm saying, children? Just like you have your own will to have everything easy and going smooth, and you want to be happy every day. Jesus had a will that did not want to suffer. He was human. That shows that he was human. Jesus never suffered as God, brethren. I strike a note there. Jesus never suffered as God. He suffered as a man. And because of this big brother of ours was so sincere and so honest, he was showing us how to be sincere, how to be honest, how to surrender our will. Yeah, how to surrender everything that we have to fulfill God's will. He suffered as a man. Yes, that is why Jacob won the battle over God when he was made flesh. Because God fought him as a man and not God. Praise God. Yeah. My dad will be advantage if God come down and fought Jacob like God. My brothers and sisters, he couldn't take one of God's finger. Huh? Look, one of God's finger mashed up the whole of Egypt. And the Ethiopian man said, that's the finger of God. Think of it, my brother. Jacob could not take one finger of God. When God was made a man, he put on a robe of flesh and he came down and started to fight with Jacob as a man. And God, my brother, was standing back looking at the fight. Refereeing the fight. Yeah. Yes, right inside of the man. Yeah, God was refereeing the fight. Yes. And Jacob got up and started to fight. Yes, sir. And this man that God made by the spoken word, fighting out here. They hold him in a scissors clinch. Oh, gosh. My brother God saying, let me go. Morning, come in. Morning. Everybody want to see my face. Jacob said, I'm not going to let you go. He said, you have to bless me. And that is what we want today, a blessing. We are going to wrestle with Revelation 10:1 until He bless us. We want a blessing. Lord, we want a blessing. Yes, I'm going to fight you. Yes, sir. We are going to wrestle until we get this blessing. Yes, sir. That was a fight that day. Yes, sir. And he prevailed. And the Bible says he prevailed over God. And his name was changed from Jacob to a prince with God. And after we overcome this battle, our names, my brother, will be changed. Yes, we will be prince and princesses, and we will sit in his throne according to Revelation 3. But we must surrender our will. Oh my, I want you to get the picture, you know. I'm going to close just now. I want you to get the picture. Brethren, upon that mount, Jesus had a will of his own, like every one of us have wills of our own. All right? But when he knew the will of God, he was so absorbed for a long time since the wilderness, since he was grown up, he knew that what he was born for was to fulfill the will of God. And he said, to do thy will, O Lord, have I come. Yeah, Lord, it is written in the volumes, yes, of the books. Yes, to do thy will, O God, I come. You remember the scriptures? And now Jesus grew up that he was born to fulfill the will of God. But he had to be trained up. And he went through different sufferings for 30 years in the wilderness and everything. And then he get tough to face the great battle on Mount Olivet. And we have gone through many years of training, Brennan. Yes, and you want to know how the promise is taking so long to come. My brother, he's training you. He's building courage in you, stamina in you. Yes, he deprived you of this, deprived you of the next, deprived you of this, deprived you of that. He says, so long I praying for my husband, and he ain't come yet. Brother Bruce, you think God knows me? He knows you very well. Yes, and he knows what it takes to perfect you. He said, Brother Bruce, so many sisters in the church, none of them like me, none of them want me. Maybe you have an odd personality. Consider that too. Yes, but I want to tell you something. Is God doing that? Yes, you know what he wants? He wants to work on you until you surrender your will. We are too strong-mouthed, too strong in our head. I'm telling you, we're too strong in our society. Too strong, my brother, in the things of this world. We know too much. Yes, and we have too many plans. When you have too many plans and you walk in your own will, the Lord is going to rout you. Yeah. Well, just like a good father. Yeah. He say, walk this and let's go this way. My brother, he's walking off out here. Hey, what is this? A good father come from behind. I told you to walk there. Yeah. You're going to fall over the precipice till you die. Dead yet. Yeah. Now, that's a real father. What is he trying to do? Break the will of that little fella. Because that little fella was born with a will of his own. Well, the father is trying to bring him under his will. Yeah, but our father is God. And we don't see the hand, but we get it. Yeah, we get it, we don't see the hand. And many times when we get that shot, you know, something tells us in our heart, take that for that. Telling you the truth. You don't hear that small voice? But you pretend not to know. You pretend it's a little accident because of your pride. Oh yes, I'll tell you this. Confession is good for the soul. I mean, our problem is self-will. Look, let me say these things and close up. You know why people go around with a sad face after they come to Christ and hear about eternal life? They are wrapped up in their self-will.
and their will and their desire is not fulfilling fast enough. Yeah. You know why people want to commit suicide many times? Because they are so enveloped in their own will. In other words, if I don't get that boy, I'll kill myself. Yes, stupid woman. What you seeking? You seeking to fulfill your will or God's will? Listen to me. Your problem is that you are not in. You are not enveloped in God's will enough. If you was enveloped in God's will and you did not get that boy, you did not get that girl, you did not get the money you expected, you didn't get the land that you expected, you didn't get the certain thing that you expected, you will say, the will of the Lord be done. And you will mean it. Comfort will come into your heart. Yeah, peace will come into your heart because you are sold out to the will of God. Everybody understand what I'm trying to say? Oh, my brother, our biggest problem is that we are enveloping our will too much. That is where pride comes. That is what makes heretics. That is what causes preachers to fall. Because they are enveloping their own will. They want women. They want money. They want popularity. That is their will. But God's will said to surrender your will and believe the word of God. God has spoken to us through a prophet. Believe what that prophet say. Walk with the word of God. We cannot interpret Bible. God sent a prophet to interpret the Bible. The word prophet means a divine interpreter of the word of God. Come son, before we preach out the wedding to now, these fellas, I get, is anxious to have this ceremony. Yes, done. But we are thankful to God, and we will save some time for them. Oh, yes, my beloved. Now, I want you to read, you know, how the Lord struggled. All right? He struggled to do God's will. All right? Catch the picture, you know. On the Mount of Olives. Brethren, he go there and all. You know what caused him the pain? You know what got get him weak? Huh? You know what filled his heart with sorrow? His will, my brothers and sisters, were put in one way. Yes, and he in his heart decided to fulfill God's will. So it was a battle there. The greatest battle ever fought was in his mind. Yes, and between them two wills, oh God, between them two wills, man's will and God's will, Jesus was caught there in the middle. Yes, and caught between that, my brothers and sisters, he wanted his will to be done to escape the cross. And out here he wanted to fulfill God's will. And that is what brings the pressure. When the pressure come up upon him, he looked down so, he seen big sweats of blood, of drops of blood, my brothers and sisters. Yes, and he agonized, and the Bible said he was in agony. Yeah. Oh God, I'm frightened. I don't want to go to the cross. Oh Lord, Lord, save me them kicks. Save me the puff, Lord. Oh God, save me the embarrassment, Lord. Lord, is there another way? Is there another way? And then when he catch himself, he said, Lord, I'm going to do your will. If you don't have another way, Lord, I will go to the cross. That's what it means. Yeah, I will go to the cross, Lord. I will let them kick me. Oh gosh, I never got married, Lord, because I want to fulfill your will, Lord. Yeah, I sanctified myself. Yes, that I may save them. John 17. Can you picture the agony, brethren? Huh? He agonized between his own will, his own desire fighting him. And he wanted to fulfill God's will. So he is on that cross. He is on his knees. Oh gosh, sometime I guess he's going on his hands and begging, Lord, is there a way? Is there a way, Lord? He said, not my will, Lord. Nevertheless, that word, oh God, that word, nevertheless. Nevertheless, Lord. Nevertheless, Lord! Not my will, but thine be done. It's a hard thing to pray against your own will. It's a hard thing to pray against a desire that you so cherish. But you have to pray. You have to pray against that lust. You have to pray against that desire. You have to pray against that thing that you so love and you want to accomplish, you want to achieve. Yes, sir. You have to pray against it. and it's a task to pray against it.
Amen.
Oh gosh. And he prayed. Yes. And he told the disciples, he said, brethren, pray with me. Pray with me, brother. I don't want to fail here. Prayer. My brother, so much demon power was on that mountain that was the hour and the power of darkness. And there is coming an hour and power of darkness for the bride in the end time. We got to have the will. We got to have the stamina. We got to have the fortitude. We got to have the courage. Yes, we got to have the sincerity, the honesty borrowed from our Lord. And that alone is going to stand. Yes, and he agonized. Do you get the picture, children? Have you ever resisted unto blood? Huh? What is your trial? What is your temptation? Huh? You say, a woman give me a sweet eye and I go on with a shame on you. Yes. A man smile. A man called me on the phone. I'm gone with him. Shame on you. Yes. Your will must be surrendered. All your depression, all your suppression, all your sadness, all your frustration is because you want to fulfill your own will. And that was shown up there with Mary and Martha. Huh? Here what Jesus told Martha. Martha, Martha, thou art cumbered about too many things. Mary has chosen the good path. Now, do you see our problem? Our problem is that we want to fulfill our own will too much and not the will of God. And as long as that is so, the Lord is going to clout you. Yes. He is going to cause you to fail. Yes. Everything that you so desire more than God's will, he'll cause you to fail. Until you learn obedience. Give us a song there. Let us all stand and dismiss us.
I just came into his presence.
I just came into his presence.
And my feet,
and my feet are standing on the hallowed ground.
Seems I'm close enough to touch you.
Seems I'm close enough to touch you.
And my heart can hear him
say,
without his sound. Something whispers, stand be silent.
Something whispers, stand be silent.
Let his glory,
let his glory
fill the temple,
true and true.
True and true. Oh, I just came.
I just came into his presence.
In the holy place.
In the holy place.
With Jesus.
With Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I just came into his presence. And I sense a thousand angels pouring
in.
And my soul cannot contain.
My soul cannot contain.
Hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Oh, and the brightness of his face.
And the brightness of his face.
Excel the brightness of the sun.
The brightness of the sun. In majesty,
oh, I just came into his presence.
I just came into his presence.
In the holy place.
In the holy place with Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Oh,
People. Bless your people now, Lord. You have already blessed them, and bless the remaining part of the service, the wedding ceremonies, the little message that will be preached. And we commit our lives into your hands with a message today, with all of our listeners around the world. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Service is now dismissed.